Hi there. Welcome to our podcast, Banking on Value Exchange. Do you believe that the financial sector has seen a drastic 360-degree change from what it was 2 years ago? The broad vision it now has is about creating integrated and immersive customer experience with digitized operations. With lines between industries blurring and the customer value chain broadening, the finance sector has a huge role to play in this vision. In this episode, listen to Neil Cross, board advisor, corporate, social, and fintech entrepreneur, speak about the lessons for financial institutions to take from a volatile world at Sun Tech Confluence 2022.
Hello, everyone. It's great to be back at Sun Tech Conference. And this year, it's the Sun Tech Confluence. And we're talking about volatility. And I'm going to be talking about volatility in finance, but not necessarily what you'd normally think of volatility as in financial markets. I'm going to be looking at a broader spectrum. My name is Neil Cross. You may know me from being the Chief Innovation Officer at DBS Bank, working at Microsoft and helming innovation for MasterCard. Today, I'm on the board of a couple of fintech companies here in Australia. So kicking off, we're seeing a lot of volatility with our clients. Yeah, they're becoming a lot more demanding. They want everything now. They expect straight through service and processing. Yeah. The experiences that they've learned in the digital sphere are historically and still today are diverging on what a finance company delivers. So they expect the same level of service, the ability to only enter data one time, like they do with Amazon and Facebook. They only give those companies their name once, where in our industry, over their lifetime, it could be hundreds. And so they're changing, their expectations are changing. And because we have new competitors, that they are at some, many of them are voting with their feet. So volatility in our customers, they're getting a lot more demanding and they're expecting a lot more. Secondly, I'm going to talk about volatility in staff. We know through COVID, a lot of people work from home. But staff expectations, not only have we now got expectations of clients increasing dramatically, we've got the expectations of our staff. And how do we deal with that volatility? And ultimately, our staff are our greatest asset. So how do we help them to digitally transform our organization? Thirdly, I've got to talk about technology. I think every presentation has to have a section on it. But we know that there's a lot of volatility in the technology landscape with some very big tech mega trends like blockchain and artificial intelligence are not only changing our organizations, but they're also changing the market as well. And finally, spot the odd picture out here. I'm going to talk about volatility in the competitive landscape. And so, which is changing dramatically. Historically, we used to compete against similar finance companies. Now we're competing against fintech, startups, tech companies, e-commerce, and even ride hailing. And these are the new competitive landscape. Let's go into the first section. Let's talk about our customers. And as we know, they're getting a lot more demanding. Yeah. They've learned, as I said, they've learned experiences. They're used to experiences on things like social media and e-commerce, which are very different to what they get from normal finance institutes. Secondly, they have a lot more choice. And so they can come over multiple channels. They can come over multiple devices. But also, they want to choose and customize the products and services they have. Yeah, they want to customize their rewards for their credit cards and the offers on that platform. They might want to customize their investments and only invest in ethical businesses and even get quite granular on where they place their money if they want to do social good as well as get a return. And this demand and this customization and this ability to engage on any channel is incredibly disruptive for finance organizations. And just keeping a continuum across that multi-channel, and channels are ever expanding. Not only do we have the direct channels and the plethora of devices we have today, but we're also moving to more of an ecosystem world where we have third parties act on our behalf, or we're supplying the technology and the license and the operations, that we can have these third party clients coming in and engaging with our products and services. The third area in volatility is in our customers, let's call it kind of social change and things like Web 3.0. Now, most of Web 3.0 really is just hot air. It really, really is. There isn't things that have advanced far enough or advanced quick enough in the last few years to make it viable today. But portions of that are affecting how customers in the future would interact in the world of finance. And those pieces are obviously around blockchain and crypto and things called decentralized autonomous organizations. And essentially, these are pieces of code that sit up in the cloud that automatically execute transactions and contracts on the behalf of the client. And so there's going to be a lot of volatility in that kind of Web 3.0 world, but not as much as obviously we're hearing in the hype today. And so how do you deal with this? So how do you do? Your customers are getting more demanding. They're changing. Their expectations are changing. They want configurability, customization to come on any channel. They want to come through third parties. They want to use this Web 3.0 world. Well, in my view, just get back to basics. On the consumer side of your organization, there's a phrase segment of one, which I think's ridiculous in fairness, but anyway, I like to call it a human. It's a human if you've got a segment of one. And understanding that person's life, what are they trying to achieve? What problems are they trying to solve? What jobs have they got to do? So if you can understand them as a human, then you're much better at getting inside the customer journey and helping them achieve the things they need to achieve in their life by having a financial instrument for them. Yeah, they're living their life over there. They're not waking up every day and saying, yay, I get to do banking today. And that will work every time. So no matter how they change, having that live feed into your consumer customers, understand as a human, map them into more kind of lifestyle engagements, which then turn into product sales, is the way the industry is going. On the corporate side, very much putting in the technology and the smarts to understand your corporate clients as well as the CFO. So not only wiring into their accounting software, how do you get into their operational software like SAP? How do you get to their CRM? And so you can get greater insight to be more effective at pricing and managing risk and giving more value, especially at the small business end of town, which has historically been underserved, more value to help them achieve what they need to achieve as a business and be there with a friction-free and contextual product that's going to help them get through to the next stage of growth. So that's volatility in customers.
To know more about this session from SunTech Confluence 2022, head to our website to watch this on-demand webinar. Thank you for listening. Stay tuned for our upcoming episodes only on Banking on Value Exchange.